Happy the day after Halloween, because this is the Treehouse of Horror special for Fried Rice Podcast, 17 nights and a day, I guess, of Halloween. I'm your host, Andy Rice, and with me, as always, is, we're going to keep the music going, Michael Larson.
Hey, everybody.
We have, do I normally do spooky things for you guys? We have Michael, he looks the most like Krusty the Clown Larson.
Hey, everybody.
We have Brennan. Shipley up to Boston.
Hello.
With me, as always, is Austin. He looks the most like... God, who do you look the most like? You look a little bit like...
I can only do this so long.
Apu.
Oh, a little bit like comic book guy. Doug Farrell.
Check me out on IFC.
And I'm your host, Andy Rice. I look like Bart Simpson. No, I look like Homer. I have the soul of Bart, I have the mind of Lisa, I have the OCD of Marge, and I have the
personality
of Maggie.
Of no, who's the gout, the ICP guy?
Violent J?
No, the Hatchet Man is supposed to be
Silent Bob.
Yeah, there you go.
No, not Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob.
Yep. All right, everybody, welcome to a very special Halloween episode.
Actually,
where
you know who you are at in reality? That guy that's like jealous of Homer, and he dies.
Grimes.
He just can't.
Frank Grimes.
He just can't stand any fucking thing ever.
Wait, hold on. Frank Grimes doesn't die because he's jealous of Homer.
He's like,
Homer.
I can do this because I'm Homer Simpson. Oh, I can touch this live electricity because I'm Homer Simpson.
Yeah. He actually makes an appearance in one of the Treehouse of Horrors. Who was it? It was him and two other people that have beef with Homer that they wanted to settle as ghosts. It's been so long since I've seen these.
Well, have you seen the AI live action Simpsons thing that's been going around?
No.
It's like Adam Sandler stars as Homer.
Oh, Will Ferrell as Flanders is so perfect.
It's so just nightmare fuel. Yeah. Like, it's 100% nightmare fuel, but it's funny.
I mean, that's great. I'll watch it after this. And that's perfectly on theme with the Treehouse of Horror. So this is one of our special nights where we're allowed to pick whatever episode we wanted to watch. And so I'm curious to pick what you guys chose. We'll start with Michael because it's a good reason to start with
yes,
Mike.
Yes, because I hadn't seen it the very first Treehouse Award.
Absolutely. I'm going to pull
I'd
up
seen
a list.
The last like 5 or 10, but I'd never seen the first one.
I'm going to pull up a list so that we
actually
can,
any of the first 10 probably.
How old were
saw.
You when this one came out?
Come on. It came out in 87 or 90. Wait, hold on. Simpsons debuted in 87 on the Tracy Ullman show. So it debuted the year I was born.
Right.
It's been around exactly. So honestly, if I was ever going to, kill myself, it'd probably be when The Simpsons cancels.
When it cancels.
Yeah, because it's like, I want to live exactly as long as The Simpsons did. It'd be a cool little side note on my
life. Well, I mean, it's good money for them. They don't even record their voice like in a studio anymore. I think they just do it on their own time at home.
Good for them.
They just make my... It's like, I'm just going to go,
so we
stand
have,
in my booth.
So we have episode 1, Bad Dream House, Hungry Are the Damned, and The Raven.
Yes.
Wait, what is...
That's... What was it? It was season 2, episode 3.
No, it shows...
It says The Raven, written by Edgar Allan Poe?
Yeah. Look,
that's
no,
what
look,
it's based
watch,
off
this
of.
Is, it's Bad Dream House is a parody of Poltergeist and Amityville Horror.
Oh, gotcha.
Directed
okay.
by Wes Archer, written by John... So the written one is...
Right.
Yeah. Edgar Allan Poe did The Raven, the
because
poem.
Because they didn't really write it. The Raven, they played completely straight.
Yeah.
I'll get to that,
but they played
it completely straight. The first one's Bad Dream House, which there's a house they buy, and it's got a vortex in it. The vortex goes to, at least it has to explain, obviously, to everybody what a vortex is, because everybody else is stupid. Says, it's a gateway to another dimension, and they throw stuff in it, and it throws stuff back. Tell them to quit throwing garbage into our dimension. There's a couple little jokes in it, but eventually the house starts talking to them. Everyone's going to kill each other.
Get out.
Yeah.
Get out now.
And, of course, Marge stops them. They find an ancient Indian burial ground in the house. The house decides, they run outside, and the house decides, Marge takes over, as usual. And says, listen, House, we got to live together. You got to get over it. We're going to stay here. Get over it. So they all go outside for a minute. And, of course, the house burns itself down because it doesn't want to live with the Simpsons.
Yeah, it goes like, wait a minute. Should I live an entire life with the Simpsons? I don't know if I'm... It closes in on itself and fucking
it
bounces.
Sucks itself in the
and
bounces.
Then they're like, oh, man, it won't even... Because they got the house for a good deal.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't believe this was so cheap. And the walls start bleeding, and then Bart's like, oh, do it again,
do it again. Yeah.
And the house is like, no, stop it. Stop it. Like,
So the first one's kind of funny.
I like the first one.
The first one's good. Then the second one is the oldest story in the book, Hungry Are the Aliens.
Hungry Are the Damned.
Yeah, Hungry Are the Damned's the name of it, but it's aliens. And the aliens come and they zap them up into the spaceship on the light beam. Same story we've all heard 1,000 times. They're fattening them up to eat them. They keep feeding them, fattening them up. They think it's because they're going to eat them. They even have a cookbook and it says...
How to cook men.
Yeah, how to cook
men. Lisa finds the How to Cook Men book, and she shows it to the aliens. And this is our first introduction of Kratos and Kang.
Okay.
Those are the two aliens.
Yeah, and you
that
told
are
me they're going to reappear.
Every single Treehouse of Horror, they make an appearance. And sometimes they're in the very last shot where they'll be like, oh, man, they forgot to put us in until the very last scene. And then, like, there they are because people are expecting it.
Yeah.
So the book, though, How to Cook Man.
Yeah.
He goes, no. And he blows, there's some dust, space dust on it. And he blows it off and he goes, How to Cook Four Men.
Yeah.
And then Lisa goes, wait a minute, there's more space dust. And she blows it up, How to Cook 40 Men.
40 Men.
And then he goes, wait, there's more. How to Cook 440 Men.
Yeah.
And they go, I can't believe, yeah.
Yeah,
and I thought that was a very funny bit.
The aliens seem nice, all except for the pull out your tongue thing that they do, where they go, "Yeah, I can tell you my name, but I have to pull out your tongue." You know, so they seem pretty nice though. They're feeding them, fattening them up. You can see it coming from a mile away. It's all set up. But Homer's like, "Nobody eats the Simpsons," and then the aliens get all upset because they made the aliens sad because they wouldn't, you know.
We were going to take you to our planet, and we would have treated you like gods.
Like royalty,
Instead, you thought we were going to eat you. And so they take them back home, don't they?
And the moral of the story, they take them back home, dump them off, and Lisa's like, there were monsters on the ship, and we were them.
Yeah.
That's the moral of that
one. It's great. And it's based on a book called To Serve a Man.
Yes.
And I don't know what that is, but I might check that later.
Yeah, it's actually a short story. It's not a full book. It's a short story.
Interesting.
So they make an appearance in each Treehouse of Horror, but it's just one. It's not one in each story.
There's two. There's
two aliens.
There's a Kratos and Kang, I think are their names.
Yeah, Kratos and Kang, they appear in this one.
Yeah, right? Kang and Kodos.
But in
sorry.
Each
Kodos. Kang
in
and Kodos.
Each mini story, each of the
no,
three
no, no,
stories,
no, sorry. Every,
one of them.
Every Treehouse of Horror contains
at least one
Kang and Kodos.
I'll have to go back and start looking for that because I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't
know you
told
me that the other day.
We'll see where they are. When we
and
go
then
to
the final of it, which is the best one, honestly, even though it's not funny at all.
It's a little funny.
It's a little, but it's humor. It's not funny.
Humorous
it's the
is
Raven.
A good word for
it's
it.
It's the Raven. Everybody knows the story of the Raven. However, they got James Earl Jones to read this.
It's very good.
And it's so good.
Silky smooth.
He's silky smooth. He does it. It's done call and response with him and Homer and Bart as the Raven. So every time that it says Nevermore, it's Bart.
Yeah.
It's
driving
really
Homer
good.
Insane.
Yeah, driving Homer
which is
insane.
Totally the dynamic that they have. That was like written, like that was so good.
It was very good. As I said, it was well done, not funny, mostly the juxtaposition, and it was funny with Bart saying the Nevermore, driving him insane stuff. But it wasn't funny. It was just done totally straight. It was played completely 100% straight. But one of the best versions of it I've ever seen. Of the Raven. I mean, I'd much rather watch that again than read the damn poem again.
I agree.
Like, but
I almost bought a book at Costco. That was all. It's like all of Edgar Allan Poe stuff.
He was
it
a
looked
weird
cool.
Dude.
It had like gold, like the gold edged pages.
Or was it you I was talking to the other day about Edgar Allan Poe? And was he really crazy, or was it just everybody thought he was crazy?
Read the bells and tell me he's not crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The bells.
Interesting. I got to do more Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, the bells.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do some poem for a book club.
We'll pick one each or two each or something.
Well, they're all just poems. So.
Yeah. We could do.
But I'm sure there's like analysms of it or analysms of it. That'd be like, okay, so basically
analysis.
This poem is.
No.
Like people analyzing of them. analyzing them. Yeah,
that would be your job.
We're getting you cross-faded.
Yeah.
So what do you rate this?
Overall, I'd say 4 out of 5 Rule 34s.
Interesting.
Oh boy.
Not really that funny, but really well done Halloween specials. You know,
you know what Rule 34 means.
I do. That's why it was funny.
You know what the best example of Rule 34 I've ever seen is? Someone just posted a picture. So Rule 34, if you're not familiar at home, is if two things exist, there's somewhere on the internet where you could find porn of those two things fucking. And one person's like, all right, do this. And they showed a shopping cart. And then someone just immediately responded with a picture of all the shopping carts put together at a grocery store and said orgy. And I'm like, fuck, that's so good. That's so good. That's
but
so
no,
quick.
It's a great watch, fun to watch. Not, you know, I wouldn't say it wasn't as funny as a regular episode, but it was better in a lot of ways than a regular episode because it was well done.
I would put it pretty high up on my list. If I had to rank these, which
I think the Raven might be the best one I've seen. I've only seen like the last 10 years of it or 15 years of it, maybe. And I'd say the Raven, it's one of the best things I've ever seen as far as that clip, that Raven clip.
It's solid. Yeah. Solid fucking episode. All right, let's go, Austin.
All right, so I did, I didn't know which one to pick. Lucky Borelli fucking never got back to me about which his favorite one was because he's a huge Simpsons fan. I know he has a favorite. Never got back to me. So then I just watched a bunch of top 10 Treehouse things where it just kind of described a bunch of like the best ones. And I settled on a couple of their number ones, which was Treehouse of Horror 4 from season 5.
So we're going Clown Without Pity, King Homer, and Dial Z for Zombies.
Wait, that can't be right.
Oh, season. Okay, so are we talking Wraparounds, The Devil, and Homer Simpson? Terror at 5.5 feet and
yes.
Bart Simpson's Dracula. Okay.
The wraparounds one, I don't think
that's Night Gallery. That's
so
just
I don't have Disney Plus. I had this old TV my roommate left behind and it was a smart one and it had his Disney Plus on it. And I told him I was like, I'm gonna piggyback off this for a while so I could finish Ahsoka and shit and Bad Batch. And I guess he either stopped paying for it or he changed his password or something because I went to go log on to watch these. And so I had to like find bits and pieces on YouTube.
Okay.
So I got 3 of them. I don't know about Wraparounds.
So
but...
Wraparounds is just Bart and Maggie walking through. They're doing a parody of Night Gallery, which is an old Twilight Zone
show.
And they're walking through paintings. And that's how he introduces that. So not every Treehouse of Horror has a through line, but most of the earlier seasons do. So like a through line being in this case Night Gallery, where it cuts back to Bart and he goes to the next painting, right, and shows the... Do they do that? They cut back to him each time?
I don't know. They were bits and pieces. Like, I had to watch those 3 stories, like, separately. Some of them in separate videos, because it's, like, so copyright protected.
Okay.
And some of them are, like, skimmed through. Like, they, like, kind of fast-forward between gags and stuff, so they, like, don't... It was weird, but I got most of it.
Okay.
But the first one was The Devil and Homer Simpson, where he's, like... He's working. He's at work, and he's like ready to eat some donuts, and there's none left. And he's like, "Oh, it'd sell my soul for a donut." And then Flanders shows up as the devil. The devil is Flanders, and he's like, "Flanders, you're the devil." And he's like, "It's always the ones you least expect, neighborino." he makes him trade his soul for one donut, but he's like, "Wait, so if I just save this last little piece, you don't get my soul?" And he's like, I outsmarted the devil. And like the animation on Flanders devil getting pissed off, he like turns into a real like muscular fucking evil devil. And he's like, you'll fucking eventually eat it. And he doesn't. He doesn't eat the last piece. And then he gets home. He's really hungry. And he keeps the last piece of the donut on a plate in the fridge. And it says like, Daddy's soul donut. Do not eat. Don't eat this. Yeah. And he eats it.
Forbidden donut. He says that to forbidden donut.
and then Flanders devil comes back and he's like put in Homer's fat. He doesn't fit through the hell portal for a second. And then Lisa comes in and it's like, hey, wait, we have to have a trial about this. So he has like a devil trial for his soul. And
don't they get interesting?
Flanders devil's like, I get to pick the jury.
Yep.
And it's like fucking John Hinckley and like just all these fucked up people.
Yeah. What, O.J. Simpson? Was he one? No.
No, it was, I forget. It was a bunch of just weird random like people in history. And then they get a shitty lawyer. He's like, I was watching what was it, Code, some lawyer show. I was watching it in a bar. The volume was down, but I got the gist of it. And
wait, is it it was the lawyer that's in all of it, right?
I think so. Just a bad lawyer.
What's his name? Lutz? No. But he's just your stereotypical. He's a lawyer in all the season, but he's really bad at his job.
Right.
That guy.
And then it turns out that Homer's soul belongs to Marge.
Because of love.
Yeah. And so it's like, oh, he's Marge's property. And then he's like, all right, well, you won, but I'm going to, you know, give you something. And he turns Homer's head into a donut. So that's the end of that.
Oh, no, but then it cuts to Homer eating his own head.
Yeah.
He keeps picking donuts off and eating it, and Marge smacks his head and says, Homer, stop eating your own head. And then it cuts to the, then it goes to the next one.
And so the next one is this school bus one where.
Terror at 5.5 feet, which is a parody of Nightmare at 20,000 feet, which is the Twilight Zone episode with the gremlin on the airplane.
So this one's a gremlin on Bart's school bus. And he's like tripping out, like, and like nobody believes him. And Skinner's there, and he's just like, "Hey, is that a kid using his imagination? I have to stop this right now." let's see. Then he finds flares, and he tries to like flare the thing, the gremlin thing away. I like the little creatures they come up with in Simpsons. Like, it has like the same head shape as people most of the time. Like,
so Matt Groening,
that three-eyed fish thing.
Matt Groening, dude, he's awesome. Have you ever seen his? He does Futurama, Simpsons, and he does that Enchanted show, right? And on
the
all
Enchanted
those...
show, holy shit, made it's so funny. It made me keel over.
I haven't watched that
one yet. There's one part. It's silly, but she's supposed to marry this guy, and he's a fucking idiot, and she doesn't like him. And he drops something, and he's like, and there's like a sword, a throne made of swords or something. He's like, oh, I dropped something, and he bends down, and it stabs him, and he dies. I laughed so fucking hard at it. Just.
Yeah, he's so good. Dude, think about that. Futurama, awesome. Simpsons, awesome. Fucking Enchanted, awesome. Matt Groening hasn't missed. Like
we had the Futurama box set where it's a giant Bender's head.
Oh, that's cool.
And you have all the seasons inside of it.
That's cool.
How much was that?
I don't know. My dad bought. He would always buy. He bought us the entire Aqua Teen Hunger Force seasons.
That's
And when you go in there and it has all the episodes, you hit play all. It literally plays all of them at once on the screen.
Oh, that's funny.
that's funny.
He makes the bus crash essentially, and Bart gets committed, and as he's being driven away in the thing. Oh yeah, the ultimate ha ha from Ralph, or was it Ralph?
Yeah. Not Ralph, Nelson.
Nelson. And, yeah, he's getting committed for something he thought was real. They're, like, putting him into the thing, and Nelson's like, ha-ha!
Yeah.
Like, getting fucking committed.
And the gremlin's in there with him, isn't it?
He's driving away. He looks out the window, and the gremlin's back, and then that's the end of that one. This one was probably my favorite, this next one, Bart Simpson's Dracula. They're like, oh, we have an invitation to... go to this dinner in Pennsylvania. And Burns is Dracula, like the movie Dracula, the fucking, and then Homer says something, he looks like a queer. And then Dracula turns out, I heard that. And it's Mr. Burns. And he's like, no, it was the boy. And they go to a basement, and him and Lisa, Bart and Lisa, go into a basement. There's a bunch of coffins everywhere, and they're commenting. I was like, oh, it's just like Grandpa's rest home, and here this is coffins everywhere, and Mr. Burns comes and he bites Bart. Bart becomes a vampire.
He loves it.
He tries to kill Lisa, and then his dad bursts in. He's like, "What are you doing?" He flies out the window after
don't
turning
bite
into
your
a
sister.
Bat.
I told you don't bite your sister.
And then the Grandpa comes in, and he's like, "We have to put a spike through his heart," and he's like. How did you know Bart was a vampire? What? He's a vampire.
That's a good line.
And then it turns out that they kill Mr. Burns, I think, to reverse the head vampire. And then Bart sees that his entire family are vampires, and they're all like acting like they're gonna kill him. And then it just cuts to Charlie Brown dancing. And you see the Santa's little helper dog doing the little dude, like yeah. the little kicky leg thing.
That's great.
And yeah, that one was great. Give it a 4 out of 5 donuts.
Love it. Perfect. I'm loving this episode so much. It's just reminiscing. Brennan, what'd you pick?
So,
what season?
I actually let my wife pick it.
Hell yeah.
Because I was telling her what we were watching. She's like, oh, I just watched one. I couldn't finish it.
My wife,
exactly.
You can't have a mustache like that and not say
my wife.
My wife.
I let my wife pick it. So I went to episode 33.
Episode 33.
Of the Treehouse of Horror.
Wait,
so
number,
season 34.
Season 34.
Episode 6.
So we're talking about, wait, which one? The Babadook?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. This one right here. I'm sorry. The Pookadook.
The Pookadook.
Pookadook, Death Tome, and Simpsons World.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So she described the first part of the episode, and I had to kind of like translate her description through Google to figure out which episode it was. Found out it was like the latest one on Disney Plus, so I was like, okay, I could have just went to the last one and picked from that. And she described the first episode; she couldn't make it through it because she said it was creepy. And it's Marge is putting Maggie to bed, and she's like looking at her shelf of books, and she's like, "What about you know?" She names like 3 books, and then the Pookadook, and then she goes down to the next shelf, and she's like, this one, the Pookadook."
Yeah.
And then like, oh, let's look over here, and she's like, "This one, the Pookadook." She's like, "How many Pookadooks do we have?" And it's only just the one.
Oh, just the one.
Just the one. She's
That's
like,
weird.
Okay. And then Maggie's like, yeah, she you know, wants to read it. So she starts reading it to her, and it's a pop-up book. And it's basically talking about how, you know, there's something that only certain people can see, and it comes for them at night. And, like, they keep going through it and everything. And they stop reading it. She tears up the book. Marge tears up the book and throws it away. And she's like, this is trash. And puts Maggie to bed, and they go to bed. Wakes up in the middle of the night, and Maggie's screaming in her bed. She goes in there, and the Pookadook, the book's in the bed. And she's like, what? And then she goes, takes it outside, burns it, and then as she burns it, like smoke comes out, and she inhales the smoke, gets possessed by the Pookadook. And she's like,
creepy.
All right, yeah, now
it's
I got to
scary.
Kill the baby.
It's actually scary. Like, if you think about it from Maggie's point of view for a moment,
yeah.
Forget that she's a cartoon character. You just think for just a second,
your
the mom coming back in.
Yeah,
it's kind of terrifying.
Maggie's badass though. She like gets some, you know, crayon gun, pretty much a crayon a crossbow.
Yeah,
and like kind of like lures Marge into the basement after like the family leaves, and she's trying to stop them. She like spells with her blocks like stay, and she's like pulling on Homer. He's like, oh, you just want daddy, and it's like you know they all leave her, and then they end up in the basement and whatever fighting for a minute. And Marge almost kills Maggie, but then Maggie like grabs her face, touches her face a certain way, and basically breaks her out of it, and she exhales the demon, and that's the end of that one.
That's a good one.
Next one was Death Tome.
Oh fuck yeah!
Which
dude.
Was an anime style Death Note.
Based on Death Note, which are you familiar with Death Note?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Death Note?
I like that song. There was a heavy metal fucking song for that called What's Up People by Maximum the Hormone.
Shit. That's a lot of words I've never heard put together in my life.
It was, I don't know if it was like one of those anime montages or if it was like actually a song from the show or the movie or something, but I'm familiar with it. Yeah, you write their name in it and they die.
Yeah.
So she finds the book and.
But this is done in a distinctly different
animation
Simpsons
style.
Animation style. This
look,
is done.
Look who wrote it. Ryan Kaa.
Oh, that's cool. One letter away.
the guy who we're just going to add that. We're going to put that
Ryan
Kahn.
Yeah. So this is done anime style, and it looks fucking awesome. The skin color isn't yellow anymore either. They go with, like, traditional, like, you know.
I think there was one person that was yellow.
Maybe a couple.
No, never mind. It was just Milhouse's hair was that distinct blue. He was.
I mean, it is a Japanese show, so I'm pretty sure they didn't want to give people yellow skin.
Yeah. Want to be racist?
Yeah, that's true. That's a good call on their
part. They let me do it instead.
Let me
by pointing it out.
Yeah, pointing it out is bad.
But yeah, Lisa finds the death tome, and she the first person she kills is.
Well, this is after her reason for being so pissed off because in the anime Light Yagami, he's not even mad at the world.
Yeah.
He just experiments with it and like gets into it, but like with her, she's like pollution, litter,
yeah,
all this stuff. She's like, because that's who she is. She's an environmentalist. So she's, that's why she, and then when it drops down, she picks it up. She, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah, she picks it up, and that's when she's, the first person she does it to was a criminal. I
Snake.
Forgot. Snake. Yeah, she kills Snake. She makes him have a heart attack, I think.
Dude.
Yeah.
That guy. You know that, hey, dude, the guy that always robs Apu?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy. But the, an anime version. Of
anime version.
Did you guys play Simpsons? There's, yeah, there's two,
yes,
car games.
Whatever you're going to say.
The taxi one?
I played them all. Yeah, Hit and Run.
That's Hit and Run?
I, yeah, love that one.
So much fun.
Yeah,
so good.
It's classic. And then after that, she kills Mr. Burns because, yeah, his company is the head of the Global Warming Co. I think
he's the head of Global Warming Co.
Yeah, that,
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she kills him. She puts in, dies in his sleep. And somehow he just, like, passes out during the interview. And, like, he dies in a weird way. Like, she's like, well, that was unexpected. Like, it wasn't, like, just what she meant by dies in his sleep. Because she can't write the same death for anybody. And so now it's like, well, now he's gone, but his company, they're still going to do what his wishing. And the, like, death guy.
Oh, the Shinigami.
Shinigami, yeah.
Who's played by Krusty, right?
Yes, I think so.
It's Krusty Shinigami.
But he said his name, his real name was...
Krusty Gami or
no,
something?
No, it was,
no,
like Bob Anderson or something. It was like a...
Oh.
It was, there's something like... It was like a regular name.
Yeah.
And she's like, why is that your name?
But it's a cool design for a Krusty Babadook.
Yeah.
Or not Babadook, sorry. That's a Pookadook.
Yeah.
Shinigami,
yeah,
Krusty is pretty cool looking.
He is cool looking.
Because he, like, he looks like the Shinigami from the show, but also he has those Krusty features. It's cool.
Yeah, it was
and
cool.
And the voice is cool, too.
Yeah. And so it's like, she asked him, why is that your name? He's like, well, 1,000 years ago or whatever, when I was born, it was a really popular name. So, but...
oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Steve. I think
it's
it was
like
Steven
Steve
or something. Like, what's your name? Like Steve?
Like Steve Anderson,
Steve,
or something.
Steve Anderson. It's like, why? It's like, well, it was popular back then, yeah.
Yeah. So he basically brings up, like, an internet page of all of the different heads of the board. And there's, like, a bunch of lists of names. She's like, well, I guess I got to start just writing all their names down and killing it for a good cause. And she starts just writing down all random deaths, and she makes it through all theirs.
You get a montage.
Yeah.
Of all of them dying. At one point, a shark jumps out of a toilet and,
yeah,
eats somebody.
And then a tiger or a lion jumps out.
No. A shark comes out, and then he comments on it. The Shinigami, he's like, really? A out of the toilet? And she's like, eh. And then it does another montage. Oh, sorry, he goes
through it.
Go to, there's another page, and,
yeah,
go to the next page. She starts. It's another montage of people dying, and then a lion comes out of a toilet and eats somebody. And then at one point she says, "Liquefy, like put them in a blender and liquefy them." And he's like,
yeah,
"Well, we just pureed, or we just
she's like, that was pureed.
Yeah, that was
a different
pureed.
Setting.
It's a different state of." Whatever, I'm like, shit.
Different
she's
setting on the blender
because she's running out of ideas to kill,
yeah,
people.
And then the last one she kills, she ends up killing the Shinigami. She writes his name in the book, and then he dies. And she's like, "All right, I'm free of it." And then she turns into a Shinigami. And then her and Bart, because Bart basically is going to reveal that she's the one who's killed all these people because he somehow figured it out.
If you're
what
familiar,
I always said about
if
Death
you're familiar
Note,
with
yeah.
Death Note, have you seen Death Note?
I haven't watched the show.
Okay, so if you're familiar with Death Note, the whole appeal of it is. The guy who has it, Light Yagami, he finds the book. He's a high school student. He starts killing criminals with it. There's a guy named, a kid named L, who's like another high school kid who's a genius. He's like the Sherlock Holmes of Japan kind of thing.
Okay.
But he just goes by L because, wow. I mean, he's genius. But the whole time, L
That's
is trying to narrow down who he is. And at one point, one of the most brilliant kind of like strokes of it is like, he does a newscast, but only in one area, like
yeah.
in one province of Japan, and the killings like stop for a bit, and then he goes, "Listen, you motherfucker, I only played that in one area. I know where you're from. I know, like, now I've narrowed it down." And so, like, he's trying, but Light Yagami can't kill L because he doesn't know his name, which is in this.
Yeah, basically, that's Bart was L, and then she's like, "Wait a minute," and like zooms back, and it says L, like E L. And then she's like, "Wait a minute, even more," and it's El Barto,
which is his famous graffiti tag that he's been
yeah.
doing since forever.
So she figures out it's Bart, and she's gonna write his name down, and that's when he like stops her, and she's like, "You can't kill me." And then that's when she kills the Shinigami, and then turns into a Shinigami, and now she's following Bart, and that's the end of the episode, or at least that part of the episode.
Really good,
yeah.
really good parody. Like, you're talking about, like, The Raven was a good adaptation. Death Tone was a good
parody.
Parody that kept the it wasn't serious, of course. It was funny, but, like, so good, so well done.
See, and I also like the next part, Simpsons World. Which
it's one
was
of my favorites.
I loved it.
It's
I
one of my absolute favorite, absolute top tier. It might be my favorite one of all.
I love Westworld and Simpsons. I enjoy. I'm not like a super fan. I haven't seen a lot of the episodes, but I've seen random bits of it, you know, and I enjoy it. But like this one was, it was silly, you know. It's basically Westworld but Simpsons, and they're doing the Homer versus the Metro. I think is what it was called.
The monorail.
Monorail.
So it's Homer inside the monorail. So I've seen all 36 seasons or 35 seasons of Simpsons. I've seen every episode of the show.
Yeah.
And so this episode is like, if you've seen them all, it's the episode. Because I would go to the Simpsons World.
Because it's all bits and pieces from all the other episodes.
They're referencing so many stuff. So it's like, picture Westworld. But like, you go in, and so it opens with, and it trips you out. Because it opens with Homer on the monorail, and like, but there's some dudes going like,
"Let's
get him
drunk."
It's the monorail. Let's get him drunk. Whatever. It's like, so it's a different thing. So
cool. And then when they pour beer down his throat, basically it breaks the robot, and like he bonks his head, and they grab him and take him back down like to underground.
But as they're taking him down, it does the walkthrough of the park, and you see so much fucking cool shit. You see a Homer. You see a Homer and these teenagers, there's a hedge. It's like, hey, man, there's the hedge. Go in the fucking hedge. And they push him in the hedge, and he just goes, he, like, disappears into it like the meme, which, of course, people would want to see him do. It's so funny. There's, like, so many little back. I'll probably end up rewatching just that montage a few more times to see all the little things.
To catch them.
There's a few good ones.
Yeah, but then they get him down, you know, work to work on him. Homer ends up grabbing the tablet and making himself hyper self-aware.
Yeah.
And so
he increases his little bars. He increases his self-awareness to the
top.
He knows that he's not a robot anymore. Yeah.
And so basically it kind of becomes like Westworld, where it's kind of like the robots are trying to escape. And, you know, first thing he does is goes and finds his family. And he gives Lisa full self-awareness, and she starts freaking out. And he's like, maybe too much. And just
I'm a robot. Oh, my God. I don't know if I can survive.
Takes it back just a little.
Okay. I'm a robot, and I could deal with that. How are we going to escape?
Yeah.
It's very good.
And, you know, after getting the whole family back together, they, you know, kind of make their escape.
Wait. Lisa, find me the hottest Marge.
Yes. That was a great line. Find me the hottest Marge.
He gets his family together.
Yeah. And then they end up making their escape. And end up in Bob's World, Bob's Burgers world.
So they exit out through a tunnel, and they're Linda is serving them burgers from Bob's Burger.
That's have you guys seen the Archer episode where Archer switches bodies?
But they end up, and Linda just starts singing a little silly song. There's a Treehouse of Horror themed burger on the wall. It's really great.
Yeah.
And then it zooms out.
And you see all of them. You see
Rick and Morty World. You see Futurama World. You see, what were the other ones? Futurama. American Dad, maybe?
I think American
Family
Dad.
Guy,
Family
for
Guy,
for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It was like all the big.
Oh, SpongeBob. SpongeBob, there's a pineapple one.
Yeah.
So it's like
Westworld, but
fucking
all.
Fucking so cool.
We should do an episode on like the big three animated movies. Like the Bob's Burger movie, the Simpsons movie, South Park movie.
That would be fun.
Would you say Bob's Burger?
I said Bob's Burger movie just because that's
the first
one. I love
the Bob's Burger movie.
The Family Guy movie is a little old. The Family Guy movie is super old.
Maybe unless you're talking about the Star Wars.
Is there a Family Guy movie?
There's one where it's Brian and Stewie go look for Stewie's like real dad or something.
TV movies. I like those.
I remember it being on DVD.
Yeah.
Well, everything was on DVD though. I don't think they were movies. Like, they haven't had a theatrical release movie. We're talking Bob's Burger, South Park, Simpsons are the three.
Do you want to do those
TV
big three
show
review one day?
Maybe we should do that for that bye week we have.
Yeah.
We could. I'm not. We don't have to do it all in one week. We could absolutely do a month.
There's
of
so many South Park movies. You can watch like a foot.
Well,
back
Bigger,
now,
Longer,
now
Uncut, which
Bigger, Longer, Uncut would be the main one.
Way too long to get the joke on the name.
Yeah.
The but holy shit, is it a good one. That's one of my favorites. I'll watch that yearly. I watch the Simpsons movie yearly. I've now seen Bob's Burger like 3 or 4 times. We saw that together in the theater.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a special little Brendan and I thing that we did. First little, I think the only time we've ever been in the theater.
My teenager.
Yeah, we went with this kid.
You're like, oh, he's quiet. We can go. You can see a movie with me anytime.
Yeah, it was great. This kid is well behaved. He's a great movie goer. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So what do you rate your episode?
5 out of 5 broken robot homers.
Broken robot homers.
But I didn't see the aliens.
I
would have
said
episode.
Hot okay. Marge robots.
So
at least I don't remember seeing them.
Think.
Maybe the park.
Oh, dude. Absolutely.
Maybe when they were zooming out of the park?
When they I'm pretty sure they were walking through the park.
So it's just kind of a background thing.
100%.
Gotcha. That makes sense. They're probably visiting the park.
Wait. No, the last one actually might have been the book at the very, very end. It's number... Wait, no, no. It's this one? No.
Season 6.
Yeah, it's the book at the very end, dude. Watch. Because it opened like this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then it's this right here. It's the aliens right at the very end. That.
Oh, okay.
That's them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's really turning the pages.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mine was.
That's them right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine was the gremlin episode where it cuts to them in the ship and they're like, haha, you thought that gremlin was real. And then the gremlin shows up on their spaceship.
Yeah.
They freak out.
It always cuts to the aliens. So I watched all of them. I watched every single one. I watched
the Simpsons
all
Diaries.
3X speed? Did you get to 3X on that?
You know what? No. 2X is fine. I've seen 5X. Them all before. So I just wrote down some of my favorites. I won't go into super detail. I'll briefly kind of cover. I was going to do, you can actually find attached to this video, linked below, hopefully, maybe. This is October when
time.
This comes out. I got time. Linked below, for the first time ever, video in link, look for the, I'm gonna rank these from worst to best. And when I say worst, there's not any that are bad.
Yeah.
So,
least
okay.
favorite to most favorite.
I think, yeah. I think the one I wrote down that I like the most. So, you didn't mention that Homer's punishment in hell was eating the donuts.
Yeah, they make him eat
the
donuts.
So, yeah. When Homer gets sent to hell in Homer and the devil, his thing is he's on a conveyor belt and they're just, you like donuts so much, then you're going to eat it a lifetime supply. And it's just a conveyor belt of 4 donuts at a time or 2 at a time, just going to his mouth. He's like,
more, please.
And he's just getting bigger and bigger, more.
They run out of donuts and he's like, who did he say? He's like, oh, that last guy didn't last 15 minutes.
So my favorite episode is number 25, I think, part 1. It'd be 26, part 1, which is School is Hell. School is Hell is, stop reading the list, guys. You guys gotta rest your eyes and listen. I know it's distracting. I was doing it too. School is Hell is great.
I was just reading how it had episodes that aren't even out yet, and it's already telling you what they're about.
You were reading, and I didn't want you to do it. I will tell you. If you have questions, ask the guy that just watched every single one. I wrote down that you're going to like the Clockwork Yellow one. If you ever decide to watch that, it's a perfect parody of Clockwork Orange.
Perfect.
And the penis, instead of it being a penis, it's like a penis. I bet it's like a thing that actually exists, but it's they call it like a woolly or something, but it's I'm sure you would know what it is, Mike, because it seems like an older mascot but Mo has it in his apartment. And if you're familiar with the movie Clockwork Orange, they find a penis sculpture and then they rape that woman, right? In this, they find a thing that looks a really phallic mascot thing. And Mo's like, no, not my whatever. And then they beat him to, you know, near death. And then it cuts to him having his eyes open and he's looking and he's like, this is the only way I can watch TV nowadays. And he has to, and then he takes them off himself, which is kind of a fun thing. But my favorite is School is Hell. Bart gets sent to hell and he gets sent to a hell school and it's demons walking around and he's like a little demon himself. And he goes and it's like, he's got like a principal and a superintendent. They're double headed. They're demon. He gets put into class. and the teacher's up there, and he's like kind of going with it, and the teacher's like, "All right, kids, somebody robs an old woman, and you know she dies of a heart attack. What's an appropriate? Someone robs a bank. What's like an appropriate punishment of that?" And then you have like boring answers where someone's just like, torture. And it's like, yeah, I guess torture's fine. And then it's like, I don't know. And then Bart's like, how about if you force fed them money until their stomach exploded with it? And then she's like, oh, yeah, that's really good. And so Bart starts excelling in hell school, and he starts killing it. And then the parents come down, and everyone tells them, like, yeah, your son's really good at this, and they are proud of him. And it's awesome. So Bart just kills it. I thought it was super funny. There's a bunch of little, like, one of the things is you pass by a classroom, and there's a kid getting force-fed donuts from that scene from El. So it covers a lot of the, because it's one of the more recent, it's 26 seasons in, has a lot of references to other parts of hell that we've seen in the show. There's so many callbacks to other Treehouse of Horrors within the Treehouse of Horrors themselves. There's a few opening bits where they do the full, they do a horror, they do a horror version of that from school to finish, where they'll like have a bunch of like cool shit. They did one that was Stephen King themed, I think, where it just had a bunch of Stephen King shit that they were going through. School as Hell is great. I really love The Shining. The Shining is one of the most classic ones. It's season six. It's the first part of it. It's, of course, The Shining. But at one point, Willie, who's the groundskeeper, who would be the black guy in The Shining, he reads Bart's mind. And Bart, and he's like, oh, you got The Shining. And Bart's like, don't you mean The Shining? And he smacks him and goes, no, The Shining. Like, they do, like, one of those copyright where we can't call it that. And that one's great. All work and no play makes Homer something. And Marge goes, go mad? Don't mind if I do! And then chases her around. And that's one of the best fucking lines of all time. Like, so good. They eventually get into the snow, and they all sit down, and they bring out a little television, and they all freeze to death. So instead of that last bit of Jack Nicholson frozen, it's the whole family watching a little TV. Fucking great. Absolutely love it. I like the Nightmare on Evergreen Terrace season 7 part 2, Nightmare on Elm Street ripoff, of course. Groundskeeper Willie is the one who dies and becomes Freddy Krueger in this. The reason he dies is ridiculous. It's like they're having a meeting about, should we do something about the super fire hazard in the boiler room? And they're like, no. It's like, but the fire department is offering it as a free service. They're like, no, let's move on. And then Willie's down there. He catches on fire. He runs up, runs into the room. He's like, help, help, help. And they all go, sit down. We're in the middle of something. He sits on the chair. They finish up what they're doing. He stands up. He's like, I'm going to get all of you. And then burns to death. And then it scoops himself up in a little dustpan and puts himself in the trash. Then he starts attacking kids in their dreams. And just think, this is The Simpsons. This is Bart and all of them. This is Willie. It's phenomenal. When he becomes a spider, it's like a bagpipe spider because he's Willie. He becomes like a bunch of, like, it all takes place at the school, a lot of it. A bunch of the kids die in their dreams. Like, Ralph falls asleep in the middle, or Martin falls. They do a test. The teacher's like, all right, everybody, here's a 3-hour standardized test. You know, knock yourselves out. And immediately Martin Prince is like, done. And she's like, oh, God. All right, well, rest quietly. And he goes, oh, a reward well deserved. And he sleeps and then dies in his sleep. Fucking love it. Really good. Maggie saves the day by putting her binky inside the bagpipe of Willie, which is not the first or last time she will use her binky to solve all the problems. At one point, the super collider creates a tiny black hole, and Lisa takes it home, and everybody starts throwing their junk inside of it, right? And they all get sucked in, and when they get to the other side, the aliens are like, thanks for all the stuff. We love it. We built a whole society around your gifts. And Homer's like, gifts? No, that's just our... and Marge covers his mouth. Yep, gifts. And so they live there. But Maggie just throws her pinky up and it just gets stuck in it and stops the black hole. It's very great. I love desperately seeking Xena, and that's seeking with a X in the front. But that is comic book man is, so this is Fantastic Four, where Bart and Lisa becomes, she becomes super strong like the Thing, and but she looks, she just gets buff, and Bart becomes stretchy and immediately starts doing shenanigans. First thing is sticking his arm out, going all the way around and like knocking on the, or like going around and tapping like Skinner on the shoulder or whatever, knocking on the door and poking him, whatever, whatever it is, it's shenanigans. They go after comic book guy. Comic book guy has, this has again one of the most quotable Simpsons lines, where Xena, Lucy Lawless, is sitting at comic book guy's shop and there's a bunch of nerds. Excuse me, but in episode number whatever, you were riding in on a winged Arabian, but when then but then later we saw you on a winged chestnut horse. Can you explain what happened there? And she tells them, whenever something happens like that inside the show, a wizard did it. And then one's like, but what about not a wizard? And she's like, they're like, okay. And then comic book guy busts in. He's got a metal clappy thing. He gets her by the breastplate and he starts bringing her up. And she's like, just got to remove this breastplate. And she looks down at all the nerds with their phones up and she goes, forget it. And she gets taken by comic book guy, which is cool. I love that. He puts her in mint condition by putting her in like a wrap, like with all the other celebrities that he's taken. He wants her mint condition. He's, I'm going to make you my wife. And then of course the kids come and they beat him up, and it's a fun ending. I'm going to save my favorite one for last. It's my absolute, this is like got me so good, but I'll save that for last. We have Reaper Madness season 15, first part. So good. It's the Reaper comes for Marge and Homer, the Reaper comes for Bart, and Homer fights him off, and they kill the Reaper somehow. He then picks up the cloak, puts it on, gets a Reaper hand, and becomes the Reaper, and everyone he touches. So he does his job, but then, like, there's a few, of course, they're at a baseball game with him and Bart, and there's a lot of people in front of him. So he just, excuse me, and they're all just fucking dying as he just gets to the front.
Wasn't there a Family Guy where Peter becomes Death?
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they...
Yeah, and Death was Norm MacDonald, I think, did the voice. Yeah.
I think this was a little bit... Well, whatever. Yeah, they did a tiny little reference to that, I guess, or a rip-off of it. But, yeah, that was funny. A lot of good moments in that. Liked it. We have Mr. and Mrs. Simpson, which is Mr. and Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
That's 19, season 19, part 2. That's a good parody. That's a fun, cool parody. When Homer, with his sniper rifle, shoots off her silver wig, and then the blue hair pops up and he realizes it's Marge. It's so good. When they get to the house, all the secret weapons and shit that they use to fight each other, it's masterfully done. It's one of those, like, they did a good job with this one. Really like it. Clockwork Yellow is great. Stop the World, I Want to Goof Off is a classic Twilight Zone one, where Bart and Milhouse get a stopwatch that freezes time, so they start doing a bunch of shenanigans all over the goddamn place. A really good bit is where Homer's trying to eat a donut, and every time he gets a donut, it's disappearing before he puts it in his mouth, and when all of them disappears, he grabs a gun and puts it to his head, and they replace it with a banana. He's like, no! He was gonna fucking kill himself because he ran out of donuts.
That's good.
So fucking good. Speaking of donuts, I forgot to write this one down, but the time travel one, which I can't remember what it is, but Homer has a he tries to fix the broken toaster, and he goes downstairs and whatever. When he puts toast in and pushes it down, he goes back to prehistoric times. He creates a time machine with this toaster. And he goes, oh, my God, don't do anything. It cuts to a flashback of Abe going, if you ever go back in time, don't touch anything. It can have an effect. He's like, okay. And then he accidentally steps on a bug. And he goes back. And every time he goes back, it's this crazy new thing. And it's like part of the appeal of this episode. So the first time he goes back, Ned is like the overlord god, and he's turning everybody into like sweater vest wearing like Ned Arinos, and they're all like super happy, and he gets sent to the factory, whatever. So he escapes that. He goes back. He's like, okay, don't do anything. And then he accidentally does something and comes back. There's a bunch of other ones, but one of the best ones before he goes back and starts purposely fucking shit up. Like, he accidentally coughs on something, which causes a T-Rex to then die, which causes a chain. He kills fucking everything. And he goes back. And when he comes up in the basement, he's in a Victorian mansion. And all of his family are perfectly dressed. And they're like, hello, father. You know, have you come to enjoy? What a beautiful day. And he's like, I have. And he sits down. He's like, I'll have a donut, please. And they're like, donut? What is that? And he goes, no, no, no. And he leaves, right? It's a perfect life. And right when he leaves, donuts start raining down from the sky. And Bart goes, oh, it's raining again. And so it was like the perfect fucking world that he could have ever lived in. And I love that he didn't. We have, the goof off one, they break the watch and they're stuck for like 20 or like 10, 12 years. So they become adolescent, like teenage Milhouse and Bart, and living, and they're trying to preserve their family, but like their family's heads are coming off, you know, because it's like everyone's like dying. And so it's a real twisted, dark ending. But then they use Ralph, I think, as a scapegoat. They put him in front of the mob that was about to kill them for doing all the shenanigans. Very good. Clockwork Yellow, that was great. Homerzilla was great for two reasons. They do an old school black and white Godzilla Homer as Godzilla with poorly dubbed laughter, is what they even say during it, and a bunch of cool things. And then that ends with Homer, the actor as Homerzilla, like accidentally falling off set, and the producers or whatever being like, hey, get back up there. And then it cuts to a TV of somebody being like, that's what made it so great, is the mistakes and like how poor budget it was. Now let's put $100 million, or let's put a few hundred million dollars into this to make a few million dollars. And so then they remake Homerzilla. And so you see a remake of Homerzilla where it's all big budget and stuff. And so that was like a cool nod, because it acknowledged the industry, the remake of it all. And it did an homage to the original and the new stuff. Yeah. So that was a cool, I really liked that. That was season 27, part two. I like, Coralisa is done like Coraline, not exactly the same art style, but it's very cool. It's like claymation. She finds a door in her wall. She goes to the other side. There's button-eyed version of her family. And what makes that one fun and weird is that eventually Homer comes over to the other side. The whole family comes over to the button side and start buttoning their eyes, and Homer realizes, oh shit, the button wife is like hot and ready to like, she's into me. So he brings both, he like double wives it back at the house. It like becomes a weird brother wife sister wife situation. Yeah. With the whole double family thing. It's great. Multiplicity yeah, is Split, but it's Lisa has Nelson, Milhouse, and Bart in a chained up, and she comes in and she does the whole multiple personality the whole time. She's a little British person, whatever, whatever, whatever. And it's because she ends up killing them all. It's all because Bart, on one of her papers, wrote a few joke answers to her like perfect paper, so she got an F. And her teacher's like, finally, I can punish that little nose, that little uppity whatever. Like, her teacher hates her, and so she gave her an F. And Lisa, that's the reason she snapped and started like killing everybody, which is totally Lisa. I put Death Tome and the Simpsons World as some of my tops, but I think one of the better ones is 8, which is 7. So it's Lisa's,
it's a sequel to 7.
It's Lisa's a detective, and it actually kind of has a fun little twist in a way. So there's a few deaths of different students, and each one is like, Sherry is the first, is what the message is in blood. But then she finds Ralph is the first written in blood, and she finds this person is the first written in blood. And she's like, wait a minute, how can they all be the first if we're finding, and they keep like making a thing where they keep finding more and more and more and more and more deaths, but whatever. They're all, this is the first. And then she realizes, because when she meets Terry, the twin of Sherry, she's like, wait a minute, like, why do you say older sister? And she's like, well, Sherry was born first. And that's when it hits Lisa first. These are all firstborns. And that's when she knows that, like, the next one is. And for a 10-minute, for whatever, what a cool little twist, right? Like, what a fun little what they could have done with Seven. That's a fun little whatever. They didn't do a what's in the box. But what's in the box, I did see someone recently teach their toddlers, I think, every time they get a package from UPS to be like, what's in the box? which is kind of great. I forgot what Telepaths of Glory was, but I wrote that down as a good one. So my favorite one, and I loved all these, and there's so many amazing references throughout this. The Kodos and Kang, like, those are great. They do some, like, I think the guy that did Ren and Stimpy's did an entire intro in that weird style of art. They do a lot of homages to things that are, like, small. Like, they'll do opening credits. They'll give some, like, they'll give someone the opportunity to do the opening credits, and it'll be, like, its own unique thing. It's great. But my absolute favorite, it's done in a unique little style. It's the Grand Pumpkin Millhouse, and it's season 20, I think the fourth part, and it's so good. It's very cute, the art style, and it's, of course, the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and it's Millhouse believes in the Great Pumpkin, or the Grand Pumpkin, even though in the very beginning, Bart's like, Millhouse, for the last time, I made that up to mess with you. And Milhouse is like, you're testing my faith in the Grand Pumpkin, and I won't let you. And so he goes out to the field, and Lisa, everyone comes and makes fun of him, and they're all dressed up like the Charlie Brown crew, and I fucking love it. And and Lisa goes like, I'll stay with him because I don't want him to get hurt or get cold or whatever. And she falls asleep, and Milhouse, he's like, oh my God, it's the Grand Pumpkin. She wakes up and she's like, where? And he's like, no, I'm just practicing in case I saw the Grand Pumpkin. She's like, no, you son of a bitch. And she looks up at the school and she sees all the Charlie Brown dancing, right? Like you saw in yours. And she's like, I missed the whole party because of this. And so she goes there. And Milhouse is just sitting there and he's sad and he cries and his tear lands on a pumpkin. And a giant pumpkin pops up and he goes, oh my God, it's the Grand Pumpkin. And he goes, yes, I am real. And he goes, oh my God, this is wonderful. And he says something like, let's go have some pumpkin pie or whatever. And immediately the pumpkin's like, wait a minute, you eat us? And he's like, oh God, what are you talking about? And he walks into the party and he sees the kids carving out pumpkins. And he's like, oh God, no, no. And someone's like, you want some seeds? And he's like, you roast the unborn? No, you monsters. And he starts just killing kids left to right, just murdering them all. And then eventually somebody comes in and imagines something else, a hot dog or something. Homer imagines something. They have a, no, it was, because they freak out too that when they find out what happens to them. But fuck, it's someone else imagines something. There's a big fight at the end. But God, that the Grand Pumpkin fighting is so
that's
good.
The thing. I watched that episode. I went down a rabbit hole on that episode because I went and researched about what plants feel or whatever. Holy shit.
What is it?
What plants feel.
Oh.
Like if you mow your grass, right. It screams.
How high
freaky.
Are you?
I'm pretty high.
Told me that.
I'm pretty high. I'm pretty high.
I'm pretty high. What do plants feel?
Yeah, dude, Dario was just telling me that that eyelids are made up of the same sort of material that plant leaves are made of. So they can actually see shapes. They can sense shapes. So they did like an experiment where they had a bunch of plants and they sent in somebody who just starts screaming at him and was super mean and aggro the whole time. And then they sent him into the room and he didn't say a word and the plants shrunk back from him. But then they just sent in someone singing and doing a bunch of nice stuff and, like, you know, all this stuff. And they leaned forward and opened up when he came in and didn't say anything. So plants are aware of us. The happening is more happening than we thought. Do your thing, Mark Wahlberg.
The people are fine. I don't know.
Have you seen The Happening?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, okay. That has the
everybody's
best...
fucking killing themselves.
That's always the breathing. Best, one of the best openings to any movie is the mass suicides. That has got me, that gripped me so good. I was like, holy fuck, this is those construction workers just jumping off their fucking ledges or whatever. It's like, hey, what are you doing? And like, oh, dude. But anyway.
All the Transformers are killing themselves.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah. I rank Treehouse of Ted? Horror. What?
Sorry. Go ahead.
I rank Treehouse of Horror, all of them. 5 out of 5. God, I don't even know. 5 out of 5,
just
Protoss and Kangs.
5 out of 5 speeds. 5X speeds.
Yeah, 5 out of 5X speeds. Yes. No, 5 out of 5 Kodos and Kang. Because they're in every episode.
I love that, yeah. Love
they're great. So that has been our The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror.
And with that, it's been our whole...
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, that's
and that,
the end.
With that, everybody, this has been the end of our 17 nights of Halloween.
How many nights is it?
Hey, let's...
I don't know. We don't know. It's 21 or something.
Can we
don't
go back to that list of the Treehouse and go to the ones that aren't released yet?
The one that's coming up.
Yeah.
I just
the ones that are coming out.
And let's just guess. Let's do
a pre-review.
All right. Pre-review of, okay, the Pacific Rim one.
And then there's going to be one for Venom called Denim. So Denim, absolutely, if somebody's going to get a new Denim jacket or something, it's going to start talking.
It's going to have the symbiote in it. Yeah.
You know who I think it might be? It could be Snake,
and
the
then
criminal.
They're doing a
hey, dude. And he gets
a new denim jacket, and he starts killing everybody.
Or Homer. Well, no, we've already had one where Homer gets hair implants from Snake, and he ends up taking over Snake's personality. So I don't know if they do that again.
That's going to be my vote, is that it's Snake gets a new denim jacket, or he steals a new denim jacket, it has the symbiote, he starts killing everybody, and then some funny way he dies or gets defeated.
They do some Spider-Man reference.
Pacific Maybe Rim, someone... I don't know how they're going to do Pacific Rim, because that's not scary at all.
No, but they not everyone is scary. Pacific Rim, that's going to be...
There's going to be some kind of joke
Kaijus.
You're
going to
have...
Kaijus.
You're going to have... Oh, no, you're going to have Professor Fink. He's gonna Frink. He's gonna say something like he's
which,
gonna.
Which number was the one where they did the homage to Homerzilla? Or what?
Oh god, that was season 27.
So maybe they're gonna fight
or number 27.
Yeah. So not that far back.
Oh, that's the one where they also did. Oh, Telepaths of Glory. There we go. Chronicle. They do a good hand cam Chronicle. Have you guys seen Chronicle where the three teenagers get telekinesis?
Yeah.
But in this one, it's funny because Bart doesn't get it, and it's just Milhouse and Lisa, and Milhouse immediately goes bad. But it's funny because, like, they're just learning their powers, and the next scene, he's already just fucking shit up, and she's like, you know what, honestly, that took longer than I expected for Milhouse to lose his mind. They actually do a sausage party where they're all candy inside of a bucket, and it's done in the style of, like, computer-animated sausage party, and it actually looks pretty cool, where they're trying to... They're, like, throwing up. He throws up his dad as a candy, like Senior Mints. He throws that up to, like, the teenagers who are coming up to grab. They're in a bowl in the front yard.
Instead of Junior
and
Mints,
then they
Senior
take,
Mints, yeah.
The woman comes in and she goes, oh, yeah, instead of Junior, yeah. She comes in, she takes the bowl, and she puts it on top of her shelf. And they're like, woohoo, we made it. And the Easter Bunny chocolate is up there, and he's like, nope, you're just going to be stuck up here forever now. And Homer eats the The whole family cannibalizes the Easter Bunny while it screams in pain, which is just awesome.
All right, so the Pacific Rim episode, we maybe they fight Homerzilla.
Oh, they could.
There could be a Homerzilla fight, and then the Tubi announced one. What do you what came out this year that do you think they're? I think it's going to be like either Twisters or Alien.
Twisters, they could totally do. Has there been any other... I wish that they would do more Jordan Peele stuff. I wish they would do Nope, Get Out, or Us. I don't care which one. I would want them to do any... He has three movies.
One's the alien one? The
Nope.
On Nope, Get Out, or Us.
Nope could absolutely be the two aliens.
Yeah. They've added the aliens. In the backlot tour at Universal, they added Nope, one of the sets, like the set of the like Western Town.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's dope. I love
it. It appears they're going to do a full episode, too, on top of those this year.
Yeah, so Treehouse of Horror presents Simpsons Wicked This Way Comes, which I thought isn't out yet. Now, this last season, or actually a couple seasons ago, yeah, so season 34. So we're on 35's been out. So 34 has two Treehouse of Horrors. There's a traditional Treehouse of Horror, which has Death Note and the one that you saw.
Yeah.
But there's also that came out the episode before that, Treehouse of Horror presents Not It and Not It 2, Part 2. And it is a full 22-minute Simpsons episode where they do the Part 1 and Part 2 of It.
Oh, wow.
Where Krusty is Pennywise, and he's trying to get laughs. He's trying to get laughs,
yeah,
which is, of course, Krusty. Like, yeah, that's a Krusty thing. And
well, is it Wicked not even out in theaters yet, though? That's Wicked's, this one. That...
But no, Wicked This Way Comes isn't Wicked.
You don't think he's going to be Wicked?
No, because Wicked is something. Wicked This Way Comes is a thing. It's a play. It's a dark fantasy novel by Ray Bradbury. There we go.
Oh, that's the guy who did Martian Chronicles.
Yeah, that's cool. But no, Wicked is the story of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah, that's the one
that's based on a Broadway play.
Soon. I've just seen a preview or something for the other day.
Anephila, or whatever her name is. She has a name. It's not Wicked Witch of the West. She wasn't born with that
name. I can't remember.
That's actually perfect, because the Treehouse of Horrors is a bunch of little stories like put together into one episode, and that's exactly what Martian Chronicles was. They were all connected, but they're all like complete their own separate isolated stories.
Did I read Martian Chronicles?
No, I told you to read it. Okay. You bought it with like a credit on something or something.
Did I read it?
Don't know.
The Martian Chronicles? No.
I don't know. I forgot if I did.
If you do, we'll do a book review.
Yeah, read Perfume. So, all right, everybody.
Read Cologne.
Thank you so much for Joan. Okay. Was that worth it? Was that worth it, Austin? That little bit? No. Actually, this goes beyond. This goes beyond the Simpsons thing, because we. This is the end of it all. Thank you.
Wait,
so
wait,
much.
What? Whoa, well, that was scary. That was a little scary.
And I did look right at Mike when I said it. No, everybody. Thank
we've
you
been fried. We've been rice. We've been pockets. Puts a gun in your mouth.
Thanks for joining us for this Halloween specials. We've done a bunch of them. We've had a lot of fun. Some of them have been better than others when it comes to what we had to watch, but this has been great. I hope you guys had a good time. We're horror-centric. We've sort of been, that's been our theme here, sort of since the beginning. And, well, it's really, now this all feels Simpsons-themed, but thanks. Anyway, thanks for joining me. With me, as always, is Michael. If we were to do a parody of a horror movie,
I would want him
to play that grumpy old veteran in that, where he's blind and he's injecting cum into that girl to get her pregnant. I know that's the worst part of it, but he's also hunting down those teenagers. Whatever that movie's called, Larson.
I have no idea what you're watching anymore.
If Brennan was, we have Brennan. Damn it, because it's got to be a musical. Oh wait, no, stop. No, stop it. Okay, it's Brennan. We'll have to finish this strong. He shipped me up to Boston. Brings the joints that we get lost in. He's definitely not Austin. He's Brennan Shipley.
I'm still not here.
And I have been your host, Andy Rice. This has been our Halloween. Wait for all of our Christmas specials coming up in just a couple months. We're going to start recording those, you know, now. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.